Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, we're going to focus on gratitude. And what's so interesting about gratitude is there's two aspects of it. It's giving thanks for what we see and giving thanks for what we do not yet see. And so as we move into this meditation, I'm going to invite you just to really close your eyes, but open your spiritual eyes that you may see things for the very first time. So take a deep breath and let's go. And I want you to feel the power of gratitude within you. To really feel what it feels like to fully embrace the power of gratitude. And our affirmation is, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And let's take this into the deepest places within your soul. To simply say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And we're going to begin with all that you do see. And for most of us, all that we see can be divided up into two groups. That which we like and enjoy and want. And that which we don't. And what I want you to see today, for many of us, it's so easy to give thanks for all the things that we wanted and liked, enjoy. But sometimes we have a much harder time giving thanks for the things we didn't want, didn't like, didn't ask for. But the true miracle power of gratitude is that as you give thanks for everything, a higher level of good is revealed. Thank you, God, for all the good in this situation. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that are coming from this moment. Thank you, God, for everything that I have and everything that I'm creating. That when we truly move into a spirit of gratitude, all that is seen, that which is desirable and wanted, and that which is not, we actually call forth a higher level of good. We actually call forth a greater level of God's good in our life. Today we say thank you. We say thank you for all the things that are placed right before us. As if we're saying grace for all the blessings that are placed on our table. And we say thank you for every good thing, for every blessing, for every moment, for friends, for family, for loved ones, for nature, for the beauty of this day, for our health, for abundance. We say thank you for everything. And I imagine today that there's an opportunity for you to be grateful for that which you haven't really enjoyed, didn't really want, don't really like. And to begin to give thanks for the good that's even right there. The good that is fully present in every situation, whether you liked it or not. So today, for everything that you see, the good, the bad, the indifferent, I want you to join with me in a process of saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for every good gift. Thank you, God, for everything. And what happens is your eyes begin to open in new ways. You begin to see with new eyes, with a new perception. You actually release the judgments of your life and you move into a state of gratitude. For we can't be in judgment and in gratitude in the same moment. And the true power of being a spiritual being is that we get to choose. Today you get to choose. Do you want to be in gratitude or do you want to be in judgment? Do you want to be in gratitude for just the things that you like? Or can you imagine your gratitude being so big, so infinite, that you could even be grateful for those things that you have not thought were good? For those things that you've wanted to judge. Thank you, God. 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 And when we give thanks for the world that we see, and we're calling that world into a higher and higher level of good, what I also would like you to see is to give thanks for the things that you have not yet seen. For faith is the ability to call forth from the infinite, unseen reservoir of God's good, the good that is meant just for you. That today we're going to practice giving thanks for that which we have yet to see. Thank you, God, for the abundance that is coming to me this day, for the love, for the peace, for the joy, for the health that is filling my life. That we give thanks for the miracles that are yet to come. And as we move into a spirit of gratitude, we actually accelerate the miracles coming into our life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for infinite blessings. Thank you, God, for infinite good. Thank you, God, for a level of abundance that I've never seen before. Thank you, God, for love that is greater than I've ever known before, and peace and joy and power that is growing and expanding in my life. I give thanks for the infinite good that is available to me as a spiritual being. I give thanks for the good that I do not yet see. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the good that is coming to me from my divine birthright, for the good that was promised to me from the beginning of time, for the good that I have yet to claim, for the good that I yet to fully understand, but I claim it now. I say thank you. I lift up my eyes to infinite possibilities. And I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the good that is meant for me. For all the good that God has created for my soul. Thank you, God, for infinite possibilities. For divine good, for grace that is greater than I've ever known before. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And in this moment of silence now, we rejoice and give thanks for all that we've seen and all that we're about to see. For all the good that has already manifested in our life and all the good that's about to manifest in our life. We say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. for all that is and all that will be, for all that I am and all that I will be. God, we rejoice, we give thanks, and we dedicate this day to one simple idea. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you. I see the power of gratitude transforming every level of your life. I see you living just one miracle after another this week. God bless you, friend. And gratitude is the transformative path. And so it is. Have a great day.